On occasion, I have been asked about the wearing of a yarmulke or a kippah. What is the custom? Why do we wear one, especially in light of 1 Corinthians 11? Well, the wearing of a kippah has been a Jewish custom for men since before the 16th century. Initially, it was only practiced by men of distinction, rabbis, scholars, but it later became common practice. Today, Orthodox and conservative congregations almost universally wear them, while Reform are about half and half. That means that any one Reform congregation could have half the men with a kippah and half the men without. It's not systematic. Most will say that the wearing of the kippah is out of respect, either for the fact that we are under God's authority, that he is our covering, or for the fact that we do not have a temple in Jerusalem and we are in mourning. Interestingly, a recent Torah portion notes that Aaron and his sons were required to wear head coverings when they were being consecrated. At Ohev, the practice has been more along the Reform tradition, leaving each person to do as he chooses, although we have considered the idea of promoting a more conservative approach, which is for men to wear one while in the sanctuary, while praying, while studying the Torah, and while teaching. It is not necessary to be Jewish to wear a kippah. A Gentile who visits a conservative congregation or an Orthodox congregation will be expected to wear one and will normally be provided one by an attendant before entering the sanctuary. Today's worship short is not about the wearing of a tallit or a prayer shawl, but there is an important aspect of the kippah connected with the tallit. Generally, only Jews wear a tallit. You can examine our tallit policy at another time. And most Jews know that if you are wearing a tallit, you should also be wearing a kippah. Since there are some cases at Ohev where a Gentile may wear a tallit, according to our policy, the person who does so should also be aware that a kippah should also be worn along with the tallit. Now, what about 1 Corinthians 11? Here I will quote David Stern from his Jewish New Testament commentary, speaking about his translation, which reads, by the way, "Every man who prays or prophesies wearing something down over his head brings shame to his head." Stern writes, "This is the literal translation, and it is used here to show that Shaul is talking about wearing a veil, not a hat. The usual translation, with his head covered, obscures this fact, and as a result, an issue has arisen in Messianic Judaism that should have never come up, namely, whether it is proper for a Messianic Jewish man to wear a kippah in public worship." So you see, David Stern dismisses the idea rather firmly, and we agree that 1 Corinthians 11 is not about hats, but is in fact about making an analogy that connects our need to have authority in our lives with customary practices relating to the normal dress of both men and women in ancient Corinth. By the way, in modern times, some women have also begun to wear kippot, and we are not opposed to this practice. We consider it optional, though it should be noted that women ought not to wear any garment. That appears to be a man's garment. So their kippot should reflect adherence to this biblical injunction by having clearly feminine markings and colors. Thank you for listening to Worship Shorts.